You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The for sale sign is out on a building on Cass Avenue in Midtown Detroit. And that sign represents the end of an era. The building houses the Big Bookstore, one of the very last independent bookstores left in Metro Detroit. After 80 years, the store's owner, John King, has decided to shut it down. There's just not enough business to justify keeping doors open. And that means big changes are looming for the store's manager. Bill Foulkes has worked there since the 1970s. He's with us now. Bill, how did Big Bookstore begin in Detroit?
I have heard rumors that it was started by a tinsmith who moved back to New York. At least that's where somebody old came in, 34 years ago when I got the job, and said, I remember when there was a tinsmith here.
Now, when did you discover the Big Bookstore, Bill?
Oh, I started down here in 75, at Wayne State. And, probably about 79 or 80, I started actually hanging around the streets and not being a commuter student.
And you saw the store?
And I saw the store and went in, around 1980, I think.
And what has kept you working there all these years?
The people, perhaps. I've known some of these guys for, I'm thinking of a couple that I met at another store I managed in the 70s, and I've known most of these people forever. Yeah.
So you see people coming in, you get to know them certainly through the years.
Yeah.
When did you begin noticing that the number of customers stepping through the door was starting to dwindle? I mean, was it a fast transition or a slower one?
A slower one, I would think, 5-6 years ago, maybe more.
When I think of the fact you're in that area of Detroit that we used to know as the Cass Corridor, it was kind of artsy and lots of students, and now it's Midtown. How has that neighborhood changed and the people in it in that transition from the Cass Corridor to Midtown?
Less artsy, more money, honestly. It's different, and I don't know how to describe it other than that. When I first got down here in the 70s, there were a bunch of little stores and stuff, and that's come back. But for 30 years, there were mostly abandoned buildings and stuff.
So almost people aren't thinking of, I want to go find a book on Cass.
Right. A lot of the downturn came, of course, from people reading it on Nooks and their phones and stuff like that there.
So suddenly people are going digital, including for textbooks and that. So
yeah.
And kind of tell us, what have you got there at the Big Bookstore? Because it really hasn't changed, has it?
No, not really. It's a general interest bookstore. We have things like comics. I'm looking at the sections now, occult books, cookbooks, a little bit of a lot. I don't say a little bit of everything because then they come in and ask for Albanian dance books or something. So a little bit of a lot.
Do you have any idea, Bill Foulkes, how many volumes you have at the Big Bookstore?
None.
A lot.
A lot. Yes.
A lot. And is it kind of all filed in your head? So if I came in and said, gee, I'd really like a book on Irish history, you'd be able to steer me toward it.
Yeah, I can do that. I always get these people who ask for these unusual titles. Somebody asked me for something that was like a title that you would remember just from the weirdness of the title. And then he was like, how do you know that? And I'm like, I'd remember a title like that.
It's stuck in your mind. Bill, what kind of customers are coming in these days? Like how many and what are they in for?
Well, these days, since the publicity, I've been getting a little bit of everybody. A lot of the time what I get are students on break, the old guards that have been coming for years. Religion has gone up in sales in recent years.
Hmm.
And, of course, the people that just moved into the area or have been in the area for a long time. I've just discovered I know two people who've been here since 1962.
Makes you feel like a fixture. You mentioned that, people are reading books on their Kindles or their tablets, mm-hmm. their phones. What do you think about that when you see that, when you consider holding a book in your hand and holding a tablet?
I like the tactile feeling there. I don't particularly like holding a tablet or a phone would be weird to me because it's so small. Well, it depends. Some phones are large these days, aren't they?
Sure, but not as large as a book.
Exactly.
What do you feel? You've been working at the Big Bookstore since around 1980. You've had years and years there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Bill, is so special about bookstores like the big bookstore.
I'll tell you, one of the things that happens occasionally is twice last week with the onslaught of people after the publicity, I was just wandering, you know, helping other people. And there was a couple times when people talked for an hour by themselves. I had nothing to do with it. There seems to be a social thing about going to a bookstore, too. I think we're losing that.
Conversations get started. And I guess when you think about buying books, if people are hopping online and just clicking and the book gets sent to their house, you've, again, lost a chance to interact with other people.
Not to get too philosophical, but I was thinking, and technology seems to do that, make us more isolated.
Bill, what do you think you're going to do when the store closes, when ultimately it's sold and John King closes it? What's ahead for you?
I'm trying to figure that out.
It's hard to really say goodbye to the better part of four decades.
Yeah, exactly. I'll have to get used to not being here.
Bill Foulkes is the manager of the soon-to-be-closed Big Bookstore. There is still time for you to come visit this store. Again, one of the final independent bookstores left in Metro Detroit. You'll find it on Cass Avenue, just north of I-94 near Wayne State University. Bill, good luck to you, and thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.